Life's uncertainties are so enormous. Nearly nothing is entirely dependable. Uncertainties are everywhere and in everything, such as weather, governments, industries, careers, banking systems, stock markets, the power grid, crops, foods, children, spouses, worldly riches, health. You get the idea. Uncertain. But what if it didn't have to be that way? Can you imagine? Consider Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It sounds too good to be true, but it is true. This promise is made to those who have made a covenant with God by sacrifice. Psalms 50, verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Once one is born again and has surrendered his or her life unto Christ, all the promises in the beautiful book are his or hers to own. But ownership can only be taken when the word of God is mixed with faith. Concerning our sacrifice, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Certainty begins at born again. Consider these verses, 2 Corinthians 1:19 and 20. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. James 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. All things are working together for my good, especially the dark and foreboding circumstances. It is God's promise to me, and in him there is no shadow of turning. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again as Jesus directs in John 3, 3? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again is literal, and it means born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. In just a moment, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you follow from your heart, everything changes for you today. Today, all your sin and shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. You will be pristine clean. Today, all of Satan's chains in your life will be broken. You will be entirely free. Your certainty begins today and sounds like this, Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here is the prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 6, 1 through 3, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. God said, Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. God said, Psalms 19, verse 9, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Man said, "I actually believe in God, but I don't have any room for Him right now. I'm living the dream and love all the lust of the world. When I get old and all the fun stops, then I'll become a Christian. God will understand. He is the God of love, you know." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1244, that will once again certify the supernatural inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these word-centric features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as a soul-winning platform for the fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they do grow by one. Thank you for visiting. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. You have arrived at the God Said, Man Said Genesis series. This is part 24. Each of these features begins with the following information from the first feature. According to a 2006 issue of Discover magazine concerning the deceased Carl Sagan, Sagan approaches religion like any phenomenon. He isn't on a quest for life's meaning, for comforting philosophy, or even a guide to how we should treat the neighbors. Sagan seeks truth of a demonstrable kind. As a puckish example, he wonders why the book of Genesis didn't include God-inspired truths, end of quote. I recently reviewed an advertisement from a magazine called Free Inquiry that also has a problem with the God of creation and the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Under the heading, "Is God Big Enough for the Universe?" Free Inquiry writes, "The authors of Genesis proclaim that God made the heavens and earth in less than a week. This feat must have amazed these Bronze Age authors, even though they thought the heavens extended only so far as the sky above them. Of course, they did not know what stars, planets, or galaxies were. We now know that the universe is so much bigger and so much more complex," end of quote. The born-again scratched their heads in bewilderment. Did these folks actually read the book of Genesis? I suppose they did. But God's revelation is only revealed to the humbled hearts of the children of faith. This God Said, Man Said series will be called the Genesis series. It is our intention to travel through the entire book of Genesis and publish one major God-inspired truth after another. We will be pulling from previous God Said, Man Said features and adding to the latest information as we go. The marvelous book of Genesis is 50 chapters long, and we have just entered chapter 6. God Said, Man Said has addressed truly staggering God-inspired truths in these first 6 chapters, tell-all truths that reveal the very hidden secrets and patterns of all living, and our review is far from exhaustive. No millions of pages have been written on the subjects covered so far, but you get the idea. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. I need to know it's true, and especially the fantastical miracles, because absolutely everything depends on it. Underscore the word in your mind, everything. So far, the God-inspired truths of Genesis include establishing these truths beyond any reasonable doubt, including such amazing topics as 1, the beginning. Even as recorded in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. 2, what is the true religion? 3, ancient non-biblical records say yes to Genesis. 4, the 24-hour cycle is established. An usher dates the beginning as Sunday evening, September 21, 4004 B.C., using today's Gregorian calendar. 5, science now claims light is basically immortal. And 1 John 1:5 says, God is light. So they are correct. 6, science now knows that matter, all matter, physical things, are actually made of energy, which is photons, and those are light packages from the sun. And again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 is true. God is light. 7, it is now theorized that it will soon be proven that words of knowledge and intent actually produce energy. Again, they will be correct, for the Bible teaches that God's words of knowledge and intent produce light. And it all starts on the first day in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said. 8. Genesis 1, verse 6 tells us there was a water canopy above the sky that encircled the globe. This canopy was rained down upon the earth in the days of Noah. Creation scientists theorized that such a water canopy would have created a greenhouse effect. And as a result, today's frigid Arctic would have been a tropical place originally. Not surprisingly, that is exactly what was discovered. An AP science writer notes, the frigid Arctic regions were as balmy as present-day Florida some 90 million years ago, end of quote. The AP writer was only half right. Balmy temperatures, yes. 90 million years ago, of course not. Number 9, we had light on the first day, though the sun, moon, and stars were not uncreated until the fourth day. Scientists now acknowledge that there was light before the sun, just like God said. 10. No evolution, but all life and its support systems were created in 6 24-hour days. Number 11. There was no Big Bang out of nothing, and your first cousin is not a mushroom. Number 12. Was there a tree of life, and does a remnant of this original tree still remain today? You'll be shocked. 13. Man was made in God's image, and after his likeness. Adam was genius upon genius. Don't believe it? Stanford scientists testify that man's best brain was 3,000 to 6,000 years ago. Number 14, Genesis 1:29 through 31 tells us all of God's creatures were originally created vegetarian. Paleontologists were gobsmacked when they unearthed a very ancient crocodile fossil that had vegetarian teeth like a horse. Number 15, in Genesis 2:1-3, God rests on the seventh day and here establishes the seven-day life cycle seen in body clocks, the common code, a biblical seven-day quarantine, the moon in its weekly cycle, and so much more. Number 16, Genesis 2:7 records that Adam was made from the dust. The name Adam means red dirt, in fact. Missionaries were floored when they first met the non-Christian Miatsu tribe of China. The Miatsu meticulously traced their heritage back to the world's very first man, and they said his name was Dirt. Of course, every schoolboy and girl knows that when you die, you're returned to the dust. Number 17, God created one man and one woman, and all of the human lives through history and today can trace their heritage back to this single set of parents. Evolutionists used to mock such an idea as Sunday school foolishness, at least until microbiologists knocked them on their ear. It's now an established fact that all humans on the earth are the progeny of just one single father and one single mother. Science knows our parents as Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Number 18. The woman was made from the rib of the man. Science tried to ridicule, but then male DNA was found in the female brain. How could that be? Well, you'll be impressed. Number 19, the amazing God-inspired truth of Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Biologists discover how a man and a woman come together and become one flesh. It's amazing. Number 20, the discovery of one flesh fully plays out in the husband and wife's children. The child receives 23 chromosomes from the father and 23 from the mother. Surely, their offspring is one flesh. These are just highlights from the first two chapters of Genesis and God-inspired truths. Again, Genesis 6:1-3. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. yet his days shall be 120 years. Some suggest that the 120 years reference does not deal with lifespan, but rather with ark preparations and preaching to the lost. However, a plain childlike reading of the passage clearly refers to the maximum lifespan of a man. Famed Jewish historian Josephus, born a few years after Christ, had this to say of Noah in the history book Antiquities of the Jews. Now, God loved this man for his righteousness, yet he not only condemned those other men for their wickedness, but determined to destroy the whole race of mankind and to make another race that should be pure from wickedness and cutting short their lives and making their years not so many as they formerly lived, but 120 only. He turned the dry land into sea, and thus were all these men destroyed. End of quote. Man begins immortal, but because of unbelief and disobedience, loses immortality. Pre-flood man lives an average of 912 years. This Genesis passage from Noah and forward pegs the maximum lifespan for a man at 120 average years. Moses, by the way, died at the age of 120. Could such an ancient proclamation be true? Has today's science discovered the truth of this statement? The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, 120 years. In Dr. Reginald Sherry's book, The Bible Cure, the following paragraph is found. Scientists have been trying to unravel the mysteries of aging for decades. In the early 50s, Leonard Hayflick, a scientist at the University of California, San Francisco, discovered a very interesting thing. All human cells are able to reproduce themselves only a certain number of times. This is estimated to be about 50 cell divisions, which Dr. Hayflick has estimated would place the human life at between 115 and 120 years. Researchers still don't know what drives this cellular timetable, but the lifespan of humans seems to be set at approximately 120 years. Researchers can study a culture of human cells, and as they divide repeatedly until a maximum of 50 to 60 divisions, which equates to 120 years, end of quote. Thousands of years before modern science began to know the reason why, God declared in his glorious book, the Holy Bible, these revelations are intimate truths that only the Creator himself could know. Can you hear his voice? Yes, true and righteous altogether. End of quote. God said, Genesis 6, 1 through 3, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. God said, Deuteronomy 34:7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. God said, Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, I actually believe in God, but I don't have any room for him right now. I'm living the dream and love all the lust of the world. When I get old and all the fun stops, well, then I'll become a Christian. God will understand. He's the God of love, you know. Now you have the record.